Madison 1670 WTDY. This is Forward with Kurt Barron.
Good morning and welcome back to the program. I'm joined this morning by Doug Reed. He is the director of the play The Lamentable Tragedy of Scott Walker. It has its final run at the Broome Street Theater this weekend. More details at bstonline.com.
Kurt, if I could, quick correction, it's .org.
Oh, it's .org. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me, before I screw that up again... All right. Well, we'll not screw that up again. Okay. So bstonline.org is where you can get more information on the play. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. How are you, Kurt?
I am good. It's good to have you on the program. I've heard so many good things about this play.
Well, thank you. We've been really thrilled with the number of people who have come out and the responses that we've gotten. It seems like it connected with people on a lot of levels that, you know, went deeper than I anticipated when I started writing it.
Absolutely. Before we get into the play, let's find out a little bit about you, Doug. How did you get into theater? How long have you been doing this?
Oh, for crying out loud, probably since I was 8 or 9 or so. My parents took me to kiddie drama classes, and I got hooked and have been acting and playwriting and occasionally directing ever since, so almost all my life.
Pretty cool. You know, to be into theater at that young of an age, usually it's, unless the parents push it on a kid, kids kind of find theater to be boring. So
well,
that's kind of cool that you were
a really athletic kid. So they, you know, put me on a series of ill-fated little league teams and horrible soccer teams. And I kind of found my niche on the stage. And so it wasn't really they were pushing me. It was more like I finally found my thing and it was became a lifelong love affair.
You know, it was kind of the same for me. I was a wrestler for a couple of years, like 5th, 6th, and 7th grade. I played basketball for 2 years. And I really realized that I had no place in athletics. I did not. And then I discovered music, and that's where I kind of found my niche. And I realized that I really had a big mouth, and that's how I ended up here. But kind of the same thing. I realized I was a complete failure in athletics. So we all end up where we deserve to be. So how did this play come about? I know it's in response to Walker's attack on unions and working families here in Wisconsin, but how did the decision to write and direct this play come about?
Well, I had known for about a year, I had an idea for a different play that was totally apolitical, and Broome Street had offered me the summer slot. And so I've known for about a year that I was going to have a play up at Broome Street this summer, and I had sort of blocked out February and March last year to do the bulk of the writing. And of course, February and March, I spent most of my free time marching around the Capitol and being involved in the protests. And I realized a couple of weeks into the protests that there's really no way that I'm going to be able to sit down and write this non-political play that I had been planning on writing, that really what I wanted to write was something about Scott Walker. Or about, you know, the what Walker's administration was doing. And so I talked to my stage manager, and I said, you know, I really want to change the play. I want to make it a Scott Walker. And she said, well, find something interesting to do with it, because nobody wants to sit through 2 hours of people yelling, you know, bleep you, Scott Walker.
Yeah.
And so...
But I would. Personally, I would. I'd love to sit through 2 hours of that. I would find that quite enjoyable.
I've sat through, like, what, 8 months of it
exactly.
now?
Exactly, yep.
So, anyway, so I got to thinking, you know, why... How do you make Scott Walker interesting on stage? Because he's not really an interesting person. He's just sort of smug and arrogant and assumes he's right and doesn't listen. And that's not all that interesting to watch on stage. Which then gave me this kind of mental image of, you know, if you gave Scott Walker a soliloquy and let him talk to an audience, he would just sit there saying, what, I'm right, that, you know, that's it, end of soliloquy. Which then got me thinking about Shakespeare, which I got to thinking about, you know, Walker is the king and the Fitzgeralds is the inner circle of advisors, and, you know, you have so many Shakespeare plays where the Duke goes into exile, and so you've got the Fab 14 kind of in exile in Illinois. And it occurred to me that we're sort of living through a farcical version of a Shakespeare history play. And so that's when it occurred to me, why don't I write the story of the budget repair bill as if it had been written by William Shakespeare?
Nice. So that was going to be my next question. What is the plot of the play? That's kind of the plot, is the collective bargaining bill and the budget bill, and if it would have been written by William Shakespeare.
Exactly. So, yeah, then I talked to my costumer, and I said, what do you think of this idea? Are you willing to do this? And first words out of her mouth were, oh, how big do you want the cod pieces? And
nice.
Right there I said, okay, this is, I can see this play. Yeah, so it's pretty much, most of it takes place in February and March, from about the time Walker introduced the bill to the time he signs it and the Democrats come back. And then we cram the last 6 months into about the last 10 minutes.
I really, really want to see this play. I've heard so many good things about it. I have a ton more questions for you. We have to take a quick break, Doug. Can you stick around?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Doug Reed, director of the play, The Lamentable Tragedy of Scott Walker. It has its final run at the Broom Street Theater this weekend. You can get more details at bstonline.com. And we'll chat with Doug coming up more next here on 1670 WTDY. So, Doug, tell us about the cast of this play. I know our very own Dylan Brogan from the WTDY newsroom plays one of the Fitzgerald brothers, which is interesting.
He does. He plays Jeff Fitzgerald. And I got to say, he looks quite good in short shorts with a codpiece. It's a
okay.
good look for Dylan.
That's kind of a frightening image. That's an image that I have to very quickly wipe off of my mind.
I've been watching him on stage for 6 weeks. Me too. And then Scott Fitzgerald is played by an actress named Kate Boomsma, who is absolutely terrific. And the two of them are a lot of fun to watch together.
Now, I don't know if you heard this, heard the news story this morning, but Jeff Fitzgerald says that journalists and news organizations are jumping the gun by saying that he's going to run for Herb Kohl's Senate seat, although he said he's 99% sure that he's going to run. I don't quite understand how anybody's jumping the gun by saying that he's going to run for that Senate seat.
Maybe you're jumping 1% of the gun.
Yes, 1% of the gun. So the public response to, well, actually, let's go back to the cast. Who plays Scott Walker? I mean, who are some of these people? Are they well-known in the theater community here in Madison?
Jake Penner plays Scott Walker, and he's absolutely terrific, and he's not well-known in the Madison theater community. He actually hasn't been acting that long. He kind of caught the acting bug a year or so ago. He walked into the auditions and, you know, absolutely blew me away, and I said, you're my Scott Walker. He's terrific. If anything, he's a very smart guy in real life, and he's kind of too smart to play Scott Walker.
I was just going to say, if I walked into the auditions for this play and you told me that I was your Scott Walker, I don't know if I would take that as something to be proud of, or if I would take that as an offense, if I should be offended by that.
Well, you know, Jake has that problem too. You get to curtain call at the end of the play and you can feel that the audience wants to applaud for Jake because he's a terrific actor and he works his butt off for 2 hours playing Scott Walker. At the same time, nobody really wants to clap for Scott Walker.
So does he get booed at the end? Do a lot of people boo him?
Once, the last weekend at curtain call, he got booed, which I think he took as a great compliment.
Absolutely. I would. So we're on the phone with Doug Reed. He is the director of the play, The Lamentable Tragedy of Scott Walker. Its final run is at the Broom Street Theater this weekend. Website, bstonline.org. And the public response to this play has been massive. You've been selling out shows. You've been getting a lot of press. Did you ever imagine that it would get this big?
Not really. I knew that just because of the topic that, you know, we would do well with the crowds because of the topic. I think the play hits people on a more emotional level, too. Part of what inspired it is I have a couple of friends. She's a librarian. He works for a state agency. And they have an autistic daughter who relies on Medicaid. So they got hit from this bill, you know, from several different angles. There's the Medicaid cuts, there's obviously the pay cuts that they're taking. So it really, you know, I kind of took the bill personally on mm-hmm. their behalf that, you know, why do you do this to, you know, here are hardworking, homeowning citizens that, you know, you would want, you know, I guess if you had a fantasy draft for your state, these are the mm-hmm. kinds of people you would want, you know, hardworking, both have jobs, own a house. And it just absolutely was devastating to them. So there's a family based on their family in the play. And I think part of that story hit people on an emotional level more than just kind of the political anger of Scott Walker. It was more of a, you know, this is why this bill was wrong. I mean, what did this bill do to actual hardworking mm-hmm. people in the state? And so I think it resonated, it connected, the word got out. And, you know, unfortunately, we conceded about 63 people, and we've had much more demand than we have supply.
You know, Doug, I took this whole thing very personally as well. My wife is a public school teacher. My mom was a public school teacher for 40 plus years, a high school English teacher. My sister is a public school teacher. My aunt is a public school teacher. And it just blows my mind knowing these people and how hard, you know, how hard these teachers work, and public and state workers in general work, and that they were the ones that were blamed for our recession and our budget woes. That these people, that the teachers, the plow drivers, the cops, the firefighters, that the nurses, that they were the ones that were blamed for what Wall Street did to our economy. And like I said, I look at how my mother raised me and how hard she worked so that I had what I wanted, what I needed, and how hard my wife works, how hard my sister works. And these are the people that have been thrown under the bus. And it is very much a personal issue for me, too.
Yeah, exactly. And I know so many people who feel that way all across the public and private, because even if you're a private sector worker, you know, you have mm-hmm. public sector workers in your life.
Yep.
And so, yeah, it was really an affront. And then to see the way that, you know, these people are getting demonized and called leeches and parasites. And, you know, let's try to run the state for a year without teachers and without cops and without snowplow drivers. Mm-hmm. And let's see, you know, just how well this state runs.
Absolutely. What kind of feedback are you hearing from people about this play, The Lamentable Tragedy of Scott Walker? What kind of things do you hear people say to you after the show, after they see the show?
I've gotten some really moving responses. Actually, the family that I kind of based part of the play on were there on opening night, which was a very moving thing to, you know, it was kind of like my gift to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I've gotten great responses there. A bunch of folks from WEAC bought a private show one Sunday night. And so it was pretty much all teachers in the audience. And they, you know, the responses from them were really wonderful. So it was just sort of, you know, one of the neat things about the Wisconsin movement since February is everybody is kind of contributing in the way that they can, be you a radio host or a musician mm-hmm. or a, you know, and I'm a playwright, and this was sort of my thing that I could contribute. And so it's been very personally rewarding for me to get the response that it's gotten. And it also feels satisfying in that way that, you know, I did something that means something to people in a time where they're really being demonized and could use it. So,
you know, Doug, the feedback, I guarantee, I mean, that's awesome that the family that you based part of the play on was able to make it there, and that a lot of people have had great things to say about it. And thank you for your contribution to the movement. I think it means a lot to a lot of people. Have you heard any feedback from politicians, Republicans or Democrats?
Well, we've actually had a few of the Fab 14 have come to see it.
Awesome.
Senator Risser's been there. Senator Miller, Senator Lassa have all come to see it.
Perfect.
And they all enjoyed it a great deal and stayed afterwards and shook hands with the cast. And I got to hear some great Illinois stories that I wish I had known before I started writing the play.
So Fred Risser is actually, now how many of the Fab 14 are actually in the play? I know Fred Risser is, and he actually, his wife is in it as well, right? And there's a pretty funny scene that had Fred Risser and his wife cracking up.
Well, his wife is referred to.
Referred to. Gotcha.
Yeah, there is a scene where all of the senators are kind of cranky about being stuck in Illinois, and Senator Risser is the only one in a good mood, and that's because he just got a little visit from his wife. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yep.
And actually, watching Senator and Mrs. Risser was half the fun that night. They were falling over themselves laughing. They both had tears rolling down their face. And the audience was having just as much fun watching the Rissers
mm-hmm.
as they were watching the play.
Sure.
And Ray Olderman, the actor who plays Fred Risser, you know, had to stop every couple of words and, you know, wait for the laugh, wait for the laugh, wait for the laugh. It was the longest that scene's ever run. But That was probably one of the most fun nights I've ever had in the theater, was the night that the Wristers came to see the show.
All right, the lamentable tragedy of Scott Walker has its final run, quote-unquote final run of the play this weekend at Broome Street Theater. The show sold out this weekend, right?
That's right. We do have a few walk-up seats available. The line, I even hesitate to say this on the radio, the line for walk-up seats forms about an hour before the show starts.
So show up early.
Yeah, if you really, really, really want to see it, show up in the driveway at Broome Street Theater and camp out and cross your fingers.
Well, set up another Walkerville right down there by the Broome Street Theater. Perfect. People can camp out and protest Scott Walker and hopefully get to see the lamentable tragedy of Scott Walker.
Now, we are talking about the possibility of reviving it somewhere else later in the fall. Unfortunately, there's a lot of logistics to work out, and until those are worked out, I can't really promise anything or, make a real firm public announcement. So I just put that out as a teaser that if you miss it this weekend, there's a good chance it might come back.
You know, it's been very successful. I would be shocked if you guys did not bring it back for another run. Any thoughts about maybe taking it to other cities, taking it to New York or L.A. or someplace like that? Do you think this play would go over as well outside of Wisconsin?
I don't know. We've had some folks from other states come see it and seem to enjoy it. And I've actually been contacted by a couple of theaters in other places saying, hey, we heard about this. Can we see the script? So I could see this having a life outside of this particular production.
I may be camped out on Saturday because I really, really want to see the play. The Lamentable Tragedy of Scott Walker at the Broome Street Theater this weekend. It's final run at the Broome Street Theater for now. Once again, give us all the details on the show again.
Okay, let's see. This weekend, it's Friday at 8 o'clock, Saturday at 4 o'clock, another show Saturday at 8 o'clock, and Sunday at 2. So four performances. The address is 1119 Williamson Street, and because Willie Street's under construction, you need to allow a lot of time for parking. It's kind of a mess down there.
And plus, with a taste of Madison this weekend, too, it is going to be a mess.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Yeah. So bstonline.org is the website where they can get more details. Doug, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
Okay, thank you, Kurt.
All right, Doug Reed, director of the play The Lamentable Tragedy of Scott Walker.